His book is The CEO Pain Machine. So we have a disparity, and yet most American people take this as a given. Why have we not reacted more strenuously to this information?
I don't think the American people understand that that relationship is causative. I don't think they understand that high CEO pay is one of the major reasons that they got no increase. I think if that can be explained to them, it could become a political issue. And also, they don't understand how CEOs get paid. They tend to think, oh, well, it's a market, and they'd go someplace else if they didn't get paid that much. There's no market here. This is a rigged, administered system. It has nothing to do with other companies bidding for your CEO. So I don't think they understand how much damage it causes. It's not just that the CEO makes a lot of money. It's that the companies are damaged, the employees are damaged, and the economy is greatly damaged. And that's one reason we've had such sluggish growth here, is because of the disastrous effects of the CEO pay machine on the American economy.
Well, in 1978, you note the ratio between CEOs and their workers was 26 to 1, a big gap, but now it's about 350 to 1. 350.
Yeah, if you included their gains on stock options, which the accountants that they pay say is not compensation, it's somehow manna from heaven, if you include that, it's about 550 to 1. Mm. Remember, they are essentially the same people. I mean, it's not like CEOs today are better than the CEOs in 1978. It's just you had pay consultants come in and install what I call the pay machine, which is a series of complicated, interrelated pay practices and procedures that just has made CEO pay skyrocket.
Well, do corporations bid against each other to get talented CEOs?
Very, very rarely. Less than 2% of Fortune 500 CEOs were previously a CEO of a public company. Jumps between large companies happen less than once a year. When you think about it, what you need to be an effective CEO is you need to know a whole lot about a single company. You need to know its history, its culture, its personnel, its finances, its marketing, its distribution, et cetera, et cetera. That knowledge and skills are best developed working within the company. And that's why 75% of all CEOs are internal promotions. Now, nobody's bidding for internal promotions. You know, companies aren't rating each other's CEOs, so it has nothing to do with, oh, you got to pay him, and I use a male pronoun because 95% of these people are men. You know, you got to pay him or he'll leave. He has no place to go. They rarely move, and when they move, they usually fail. And that's why companies almost always stick to internal promotions.
The book is The CEO Pay Machine from Stephen Clifford. Now, there is a theory that CEOs deserve what they get because their companies are performing well. The ones that are highest paid, do they generally have a better track record than others?
No. I mean, everybody that's... All of the studies that, I wouldn't say all of them, the vast majority of studies on this say that there is either no correlation between CEO pay and performance, no matter how you measure performance, or the latest one, the most comprehensive one, says that there's a negative correlation. In other words, the more you pay the CEO, the worse the shareholders do. And the authors of this study concluded that the reason for that is overconfidence. When the CEO is pocketing $60 million, he starts to think that he's infallible and doesn't really subject his theories to and his plans to rigorous scrutiny. But, you know, he's like this guy who says, I got a really good brain, and whatever whim I have, I'm going to follow.
What about corporate boards? They could stop this, couldn't they?
They could, but they don't. There are a number of reasons why they don't. One reason is that everybody does it this way. This is the way CEO pay is done, and so they take it almost unthinkingly. They take it axiomatically that, of course, this is how it's done. Everybody knows it's done this way. They're kind of like, you know, physicians that used to bleed people for 300 years, and they bled people because everybody knows that's what physicians do. You bleed people. No evidence that it works, but it's what's done. And by the way, board fees are correlated with CEO pay. I'm not saying they would do this to give themselves a raise, but it doesn't hurt. And at these companies, the board fees are they're significant. You know, $250,000 to $400,000 a year. That's I don't care how much money you have. That's still a nice little perk.
All right. Well, 1978, according to the information that Stephen Clifford presents in the CEO pay machine, adjusted for inflation, CEOs received $13.5 million a year. Now it's 30-plus million, while workers, adjusted for inflation, went from $48,000 to $53,000. So why aren't workers up in arms about this to the point where they take action? Or can they? Do they have any really any recourse?
Their only recourse is political. And I think you saw in this the last presidential election, a lot of workers were just sick and tired of everything because they hadn't gotten any of the share of the increased productivity. You know, from the Second World War through the 70s, productivity and average wages were tightly linked. So as productivity went up 3% every year, wages went up. Real wages went up 3% every year. That link stopped right around 1980 when, at the time, these pay consultants moved in with their cockamamie pay machine. And since then, the workers haven't gotten much of the benefit. Productivity's still risen, not quite at 3%, but pretty close to it, and the workers haven't gotten any part of it. I think a large part of the Trump vote that you saw in, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin, et cetera, was a reaction to this.
You note,
but their only recourse
go ahead,
is political. They have no seat on the board. As a matter of fact, the corporate boards they're supposedly elected by the shareholders, but they're self-appointed. The board decides who will be the new people on the board, not the shareholders, and they are routinely reelected. Absent a takeover battle, they're always routinely reelected.
Your numbers indicate that the top 0.1%, not the top 1, but the top 0.1%, captured 40% of all economic gains between 1980 and the present.
Yes. I mean, that's an astonishing figure. And, you know, it's a relatively small number of people. It's 124,000 households capturing all of the, almost half of the gains that used to go to the average worker. What's interesting is this 0.1%, who I call the mega rich, they're not athletes, they're not movie stars. Depending on your definition, 60 to 70% of them are business executives whose compensation is highly influenced by what the Fortune 500 CEOs get paid. So it's not just 500 guys are walking away with a lot of money and, but so are basketball players and so are movie stars. You know, what basketball players and movie stars get paid really doesn't hurt anybody. If they got paid less, the sports teams would make more and the movie studios would make more. They certainly wouldn't lower their prices. CEOs is different. They are causing an immense amount of harm in this country through the effect it has on the economy and the effect it has on income distribution.
Well, you note the last election was evidence that the American people were fed up. A populist on the left was the one who excited voters the most, and Bernie Sanders, a socialist, and Donald Trump on the right, who is a populist of a sort. But when all is said and done, will President Trump address these issues that you have delineated in the CEO pay machine?
Well, you know, I would say that Trump made two big promises. One, that the average worker was going to get a break, and two, that he was going to get the economy moving. Now, if he wants to deliver on those, this would be a place to start. He personally has said that CEO pay is a joke. Now, whether this is an item he will pick up on, who knows? Thus far, he seems to be rather unpredictable as to what he takes up. But if he wants to deliver on his promises, he should.
Well, it's a compelling book and one that details this information in a way that has not been detailed before, and it is something that I think the American people are interested in. But are they engaged, Stephen Clifford?
No, not now. Now they know that CEOs get paid a lot of money, but, you know, so do basketball players, and a big deal. I don't think they understand the harm it causes. The harm it causes them, and also the absurd way that these people get paid, that they don't understand that it is simply a corrupt and rigged system. It has nothing to do with the market. I think once they understand that, this could become a political issue. That's why I wrote the book.
It's The CEO Pay Machine from Stephen Clifford. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today.
Why, thank you for having me.